You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. In San Francisco, there's a program that pairs aspiring young writers with professional mentors. It's called Writers' Corps, and it's sponsored by the San Francisco Arts Commission. The group is sharing some of their work this Thursday, March 7th, at the Contemporary Jewish Museum. And one of the students who will be reading is apprentice Deasia Landrum.
I haven't been writing for very long, but there's just something in me that loves poetry, just loves the way it sounds, and love the message that people get through when they speak in like these crazy tones and using these like awesome metaphors. And that's why I write today. I told the apprentice program that I wanted to write because I didn't feel like there were a lot of writers like myself. And so I wanted to write myself into something better and into, you know, history in a way, write myself into a legacy.
We asked Deasia to share an excerpt from one of her writings with us. This is from an untitled poem.
It's safe to say that I will never see myself the way my father sees me. He tells me that I was made in his likeness and his image. But don't think it cliche when I tell you that daddy's little girl isn't happy. See, my father is something like a Renaissance man, and I, something like his avant-garde masterpiece. Deliberate in his intent, he fashioned me out of ebony to reflect just how brilliant the darkness shines in the light. However, pop art has made me disillusioned with his artistry, and I have tried to recreate myself into something a little more acceptable, a little more fashionable, a little more mainstream, a little more white. See, my father painted my skin the shade of night so people could see just how brilliant and beautiful the sun's embrace is when it blankets bone and becomes flesh. However, somewhere along the lines, I think my father forgot just how intimidating the night can be for people who fear not being able to see past themselves. So I've taken it upon myself to fix his mistake and recreate myself. Picking up where he left off, I started to lay a blank slate on top of my father's artwork and paint the moon in between the small cracks my melanin left open in its haste to fill the spaces, anglicizing my ancestor's chocolate skin with vanilla frosting.